Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
One of the biggest Olympic stories of our lifetimes. I mean, Simone Biles quit team gymnastics finally yesterday due to mental health issues. This happened near the end of our show. Was it right in the middle?
It was sometime around 8:30.
Yeah, somewhat late in the show, yeah.
Yeah, she'd been struggling a little coming into the event, and after she kicked it off with a really uncharacteristically bad vault, she decided to take herself out of the mix. This is what she told her teammates.
I've just never felt like this going into a competition before, and I tried to go out here and have fun and warm up in the back, went a little bit better, but then once I came out here, I was like, no, mental is not there, so I just need to let the girls do it and focus on myself.
Physically, I feel good. I'm in shape. Emotionally, that kind of varies on the time and the moment. Coming here to the Olympics and being the head star of the Olympics is not an easy feat, so we're just trying to take it one day at a time, and we'll see.
I say put mental health first. It's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are.
So the rest of the girls did step up, ended up with the silver. Russia won its first gold since 1992. She was really worried if she stayed in the competition that she would have jeopardized a medal, that they would have done worse. So she really put her confidence in the rest of the girls. And
did you guys watch last night? It was
a little bit.
I missed it.
Yeah, I watched it all the way to the end. And it was very sweet because like when Russia realized that they won, of course, immediately they're just bawling and sobbing. And Team USA was standing right behind them. And you could see that they were clearly defeated. But everybody took a deep breath and then they walked over and they hugged all the girls from Russia. And they were like, great job. Good for you. Congrats. So it was a very feel good moment at the end.
Yeah. Yep.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is now in first place with 30 medals at last count, including 10 gold. In fact, here's a quick breakdown of yesterday's events. Carissa Moore won gold in surfing and women's shortboard. Let's see. The U.S. softball team had to settle for silver too, losing to Japan 2-0. Women's swimming added a bunch of medals thanks to Katie Ledecky, Erica Sullivan, Alex Walsh, and Kate Douglas, including gold and silver in the first ever women's 1500 meter and silver and bronze in the 200 meter individual medley. In fact, one of the biggest highlights in day five of the Tokyo Olympics was Katie Ledecky, who led that entire women's 1500 meter race. The added bonus was what happened with her teammate, Erica Sullivan.
Katie Ledecky, four lengths of the pool to put away the first ever women's 1500 in the Olympics. Erica Sullivan, her teammate, is battling Sarah Kohler, separated by 2/100ths for silver and bronze right now. The greatest female swimmer of all time, Katie Ledecky to the wall, who will win gold. And here comes 20-year-old Erica Sullivan to pick up silver.
Yeah, women. We also took silver in women's synchronized diving, team dressage, and mixed air rifle.
Oh, wow. That sounds fun.
Yep.
Oh, wow. So also just back to Simone for just 1 second. She has announced that she is not going to be competing in the individual all around.
So she's done.
Oh, really?
Well, no. Mm-hmm. No, there's still just the individuals.
Yes, which are happening next week.
Are next week. So hopefully we will get to see her in that. Fingers crossed. But she's pulled herself out of this other one,
too. We're going to take a break right here. We got more E! News to come, including Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, Matt Damon, and a whole...
Paris Hilton.
Whole slew of other things. Yeah.
So, yesterday you may have seen on social media that Paris Hilton is pregnant.
I did see that. Molly posted it on the Q page.
Right. Well, she ain't.
Oh.
She said on her podcast she's not pregnant yet, but she plans to start having kids when she and her fiance Carter get married next year. She said, my dress is being made right now, so I want to make sure it looks gorgeous and fits perfectly, so definitely waiting for that part. She's not sure where the story came from. She said, people always make up rumors. I'm very used to it at this point, being in the industry as long as I have. She said she woke up to about 3,000 messages on all five of her iPhones.
Oh, wow.
That's got to be rough.
She knows a lot of people. Yeah.
While we're on the subject of Paris Hilton, don't forget she's got that new cooking show coming to Netflix on August 4th, and we have an exclusive clip.
Today we're going to make, I don't know, something that people eat or whatever. The first thing you do when making food on your own without help from a member of your domestic staff is, like, use an oven, I guess. Ouch, that's hot. I don't know who would eat that. It smells like skin. Doing things is hard. I give up.
That's all
I can't wait. It'll That's going to be great. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to a podcast that she was on, and she literally never wears the same thing twice.
Really? Wow.
Like, her most favorite thing. Well, she talked about it, and she talked about how she will pair like a different shirt with a different bottom or different bottom with a different whatever. And she, because she,
but
is,
she will wear like that same shirt again, just with a different pair
correct.
Of pants.
Correct. So she'll never be in the same outfit twice.
Okay.
And it's because she is so photographed. Yeah. She's like, I don't want to be in the same thing.
I've already been, yeah.
You've already been photographed.
Yes, Facebooked in that.
Mm-hmm. We can all relate to that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not me. I was actually talking about this yesterday to Molly. I was like, I wear black in everything, so it's just timeless. People don't know if it was 10 years ago or yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, if there's one thing everyone knows about Matt Damon, it is that he loves his Boston area sports teams. Well, it looks like he's not a New England loyalist after all. He made an appearance on the Dan Patrick Show, and he was asked this question.
If the Bucks played the Patriots in the Super Bowl, who would you root for?
Tom Brady.
Okay. All right. Hey, it's great to talk to you again, and thank you, Matt.
Go Bucks.
Go Tom.
Yeah. He said, in a hypothetical, Buccaneers versus Patriots Super Bowl, he would root for Tom Brady. And he went on to say, listen, I love that guy. I make no apologies. And
they're,
as you heard,
they're friends, aren't
they? Oh, yeah, they're
tight. I mean, there's a relationship there.
They hang out, him and Ben. And even ended the interview there, as you heard, with a go Bucks. So it looks like as long as Tom still plays, Matt's support will follow no matter which team he's on. But Omaze had like a thing where you could hang out with Matt and Ben and Tom.
And Tom.
Yeah.
Like, what a Bostonian dream.
Just, like, drink beers with him and stuff.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I signed up. I bought a bunch of tickets, but I didn't win.
Oh,
yeah.
That would have been fun.
Other football news, Aaron Rodgers did show up in Green Bay, so Packers fans are like...
Bonkers.
They're
excited.
Relieved because it was looking like he may not go back.
Yeah.
So they're thrilled about that.
And did you see that Matt Damon yesterday? He was in an interview. He said, hey, after filming this movie in Ireland, I really like Ireland, and I think I'm going to move there after the coronavirus.
I hear that from so many people who go to Ireland.
Ben Affleck said that?
No, Matt Damon.
Oh, Matt Damon. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So Kristen's son, Otto, did like a year, or maybe not a year. Maybe it was a semester in Paris. And because, you know, when you're in the European Union in Europe, if you've ever spent any time in Europe, you can pretty much like train. You can jet to just about any country very easily. You can bounce around, just hop on a train and, you know, you're in England or you're in Budapest or wherever you want to go. And he said out of all the European cities he hit, and he hit most of them, Dublin was his favorite.
That's yeah. Cool. Really?
Yeah.
Dublin, of all places. He said, I thought I would like that the least.
Yeah. I hear that. So many people.
Yeah. By all the right. way, before we move on, I did want to mention one other thing since we were talking about Matt. Ben Affleck is making headlines, both he and J-Lo. And if you're aware of the huge multicolored phoenix that he got
massive.
Tattooed on
his back. It takes up
its
whole back.
Have you seen it?
It's
oh, yeah.
huge. Yeah.
It is
it's
huge.
Massive. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of hours of work.
Oh, it
he
goes,
sat
yeah.
through a lot to get that thing done.
It's beautiful, though.
Yeah, he got that tattooed on his back in 2015 after his split with Jennifer Garner. J-Lo was asked about it on Watch What Happens Live back in 2016, and she had a very strong opinion about it.
What is your honest opinion of Ben Affleck's Phoenix back tattoo? There's the tattoo.
It's awful.
It's not
and
attractive.
I would tell him that. I would tell him, like, right. what are you doing?
That's what, right.
It has too many colors.
That's too many colors.
Too many colors.
I saw that they are getting hot and heavy in Italy because she just had her 52nd birthday over the weekend. And so they've been kind of just living the life over there.
Oh, do you think that all these years they've been apart, they've been pining for each other? Or do you think it's just all these years later, they both found themselves single and they got together and it just sparked back up?
You remember how we said different time, different place? I think we're here now.
Oh, there you go. Maybe.
They are hot and heavy, though, man. I feel like this is going to crash and burn.
There must have been some little spark that had remained.
That maybe it never went away.
A little bit of both, probably.
But you just wonder, was it in the back of their mind as they were having babies and married to other people? And
I would think a lot of it would have to do with how it ended, too. Like, we don't really know if it ended. I assume it ended amicably enough where they were respectful of each other so there were no bridges burned and they could come back to this place where they are now.
Yeah.
What did she ever do with that diamond he gave her, that big pink diamond? Does she
still
have that?
I have a feeling
that
she has a special jewelry box for all of her engagement rings and wedding bands.
Little drawers for different
men.
Probably. That would be awesome.
I got this from Mark Anthony. Yeah. I got this from my backup dancer.
This was A-Rod.
Oh, yeah, Casper. Forgot about that guy.
Yeah, she was with Casper for a while. Mm. All right, so Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. They went on Dax Shepard's podcast, Armchair Expert, and this is, you have audio of this now. Okay, so Mila said, I didn't have hot water growing up as a child, so I didn't shower much anyway. They're talking about how much they bathe. Ashton added, I wash my armpits and my crotch daily and nothing else ever.
Oh.
I got a bar of Lever 2000 that delivers every time.
I do like Lever 2000.
Ashton said he'll throw some water on his face after a workout to get the salts out. And Mila washes her face twice a day. This philosophy also extends to their kids. Mila said, I wasn't that parent that bathed my newborns ever. Hmm. And Ashton said, if you can see dirt on them, clean them. Otherwise, there's no point.
Oh, okay.
Mm. So,
yeah, there's that.
They just don't bathe very often.
I guess not.
Mm. I don't like this story. Like, I get the not bathing your newborn, but also because, you know, their skin is so sensitive and dry.
Yeah.
But man,
I mean, did you guys start showering less when you weren't leaving the house at all?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't.
Me too.
I can't. It's just a part of who I am. You know what I mean? Like, I just am that person that, like, wakes up and takes a shower and starts the day.
Part
and
of the routine. Yeah, you just like that fresh, clean feeling.
Yeah.
I was still going to work every day, so, during the pandemic.
Last week, I thought to myself, man, I kind of smell like B.O. and I was like, well, I haven't showered in 2.5 days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
I'll do it
in the morning.
Yeah, all right. Coming up, we got three headlines for you. Yeah, we're going to play a game we call Fake or For Real. It's three headlines, two fake, one real. If you can guess the real headline, you're going to win something kind of fun. But
thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.